WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. A day where you could win $1,000 if you just keep listening to WBSM. Another day of Money Talks cash codes coming your way. We'll have your first one at 8 a.m. And already we're getting, I think it might be a record number of people who are playing. And what's interesting about it is the folks who are playing, I haven't had a single person that's reached out with any questions about it. Nobody has sent the codes in app chat by mistake. I think everybody's got the hang of it now. But again, if you ever do have any questions, you can send them to me, Tim at WBSM.com. And if you haven't started playing yet, that's okay, because you can just start with the first code today. You don't have to have every code. It's just each code is a shot at winning $1,000. So if you want to have the best possible chance, well, you can have 10 chances every day. But if you just hear one or two codes and get those in, that's fine too. We want you to be listening all day, every day, but I know sometimes you're a little busy and maybe you get called away from something for something, and that happens. Brian Thomas comes in every day and says to me, what was everybody talking about? And I'm like, I don't even remember what I talked about. And then I don't get to listen the rest of the day. So I feel you. If you don't get to hear every single code throughout the course of the day, but those of you who do, you're going to have the most chances to win that $1,000. I also have to get the B-52s and Devo contest up as well. I was here till like 7:30 last night, and I said, I'll just get to that tomorrow. We'll just give away an extra pair of tickets today to make up for yesterday. Because I was working on a story last night, as you heard Council President Burgo mention yesterday on the program, they had officially filed the legal action the council did regarding the hiring of the police chief and seeking that declaratory judgment on who has the authority to confirm that appointment. And now he had said that that it had been filed Friday. The city release said that it was filed yesterday, but either way, it might have just been that, you know, they put it in Friday and that they were notified yesterday, which is what Council President Burgo told us was going to happen, that the city would be notified at some point this week. And so the city put out a release that basically just reiterates the points that Mayor Mitchell has been making. But it almost felt like it was, you know, Mayor Mitchell that had written it. Like, this didn't come from the city. This came from the administration. But anyway, and they posted the statement in its entirety on the city Facebook page. But basically, the key quote here from that is a couple of things. The statement that came through that says, although certain councilors have publicly contended that the city code requires the chief's confirmation, and the 3 months since they first informed about Chief Thodey's nomination, the council has refrained from scheduling a confirmation vote. The council points to no provision in the code that prevents it from casting this vote. The code does not prescribe any particular method for the mayor to notify the council of an appointment, which in Chief Thodey's case was done verbally and in writing. And as Council President Burgo explained to us yesterday, that's not how it works. They can't just call someone for confirmation, the mayor has to send them to the council for confirmation. And it seems like the mayor is not going to do that for whatever reason. And so Mayor Mitchell's statement was, when they should be more concerned about the police department's public safety priorities, the council instead is wasting taxpayer resources to score what it believes are political points. If the council truly believes that the appointment is subject to confirmation, one might ask, why is it not held a confirmation vote? Regardless of this lawsuit, my focus will continue to be on supporting the work of the police department to maintain public safety. Well, I don't think that the council is looking to disrupt public safety. And in actuality, this has nothing to do with how the police chief does his job every day. This has nothing to do with him. He can still keep running the police department while the two sides figure this out. And then when it's finally decided, whenever that judgment comes down, it's as simple as he'll just go down to the city council one night to be confirmed in front of them. It'll take 10 minutes. He won't even have to stay for the whole meeting. They'll probably get it done quick. But that's it. That's all that it will affect the police department and the police chief. So I think that's a bit of a mischaracterization on the part of the mayor. But I think you've also got some mischaracterizations on the part of Council President Burgo as well. Because he was asking the question, he said, it's mystifying that for someone who purports to have a transparent process, everything straightforward, why jump through so many hoops to delay this to just prevent the inevitable? That's what I think is just odd. I don't know that he's jumping through hoops per se. He's just saying, no, I don't need to send him for confirmation, so we're not going to do that. Now, if the administration does decide to fight this in court and say, well, we're going to bring in these expert witnesses and we're going to have these people testify and this and that, well, then it becomes, yeah, that's jumping through hoops. And then I've seen a lot of concern about costs. According to Council President Burgo, it costs a little over $200 for the filing fee, and it won't cost the city extra because he says that this is covered under the salaries of the council's attorney and the city solicitor. Now, I thought the city solicitor was a part-time thing, but, and he also, the city release also mentioned that the council's attorney, David Garutowski, is doing this, representing the council in this as an individual. So I don't know what that means. Well, I mean, I know what it means, but like, I don't know what they're trying to insinuate there. Is that he is not, this is not part of his salary duties and that the council has to pay him out of their own pocket? I don't think so. But maybe we can get some clarification on that. So yes, this has gone to the next step. What came about as a, you know, what could have been a rhetorical discussion on the part of Council President Burgo, yeah, we're thinking about legal action to figure this out, has now become reality. But this isn't some big scandalous lawsuit. You know, I don't know that the Boston stations are going to come down and cover this. This is just mundane city governance, figuring out what exactly the city code says. One side says it doesn't say in the city code that you get to confirm. And the other side says it doesn't say that we don't, when it says that we confirm others in the same type of position as a department head. So really the clarification here has to be, is the police chief the department head of the police department, or is it the mayor? And as I asked Council President Burgo a couple of weeks ago, well, does that create a whole new problem then, that if the mayor is elected, whoever the mayor may be, does that mean that the council then has to confirm them as the department head of the police department? So I guess that will probably be figured out as part of this as well. So happy to take your thoughts on this, 508-996-0500. I think you're going to see a lot of council rhetoric, I guess I'll say, you know, but a lot of, we're heading into an election. So they want to make it sound that they're fighting for you, the taxpayer. I mean, and I'm not saying that they don't, but they're just going to put an emphasis on that over the next couple of weeks. And then the people who are running against them can utilize this and say, hey, look, do you want city councilors that are just going to worry about, focus on the job and not about the how much power they have? Or do you want to keep going with people who are going to be combative with the mayor? And so that can be a strong point to get a lot of people on your side. Especially people, and I know I'm not talking to the WBSM audience here, but especially people who are uninformed. People who don't pay attention to this very closely, who don't listen to the station, who don't read New Bedford Light or Frank Mulligan stuff in the Standard Times, who don't keep their finger on the pulse of what's going on. It's really easy to fall for some of the characterizations that happen. Like, for example, yesterday we were talking about, you know, what can the council do? The question came up, what can they do about the utility bills? Well, they really can't do anything. They can ask Eversource to come in and speak to them, but they can't mandate anything when it comes to the rates. It's not in their purview. And then someone called up and talked about how, well, taxes are going up. Well, technically, taxes didn't go up. The tax rate didn't go up, I should say. Your taxes went up because your property values went up, and what can they do about that? So, you know, sometimes you just need people to focus on a little bit of the story, not the whole story, to get them to vote the way that you want. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails will be open throughout the show if you want to send those in either way. Remember, if you use the open line voicemail feature, you'll be entered in to win a Seize the Deal certificate, whatever I've got on my desk. It's a really easy to use feature. You just open up your phone, open up the WBSM app, hit the record audio button, send it on over, and it sounds just like you're on in the studio with me. Except I can't interrupt you. I mean, I guess I could. I guess I could stop playing it, but you're going to be able to get your point out without me jumping all over you. So give it a try. I swear, once you use it the first time, you're going to want to use it all the time. Also later on today, in the 7:30 block, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Lots of different pop culture stuff to talk about there. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by a couple of folks from the South Coast Health Cancer Care Center. We're going to be talking about the upcoming PODCOA 5K, which helps raise money for families that are battling cancer. And we've had them on. We've had folks on talking about that. Actually, we've had Dr. PODCOA on. Whose wife, Nicole, is the person who the race is named after because she lost her life to cancer. And for the last couple of years, you know, we've given a spotlight to this. And also, I've taken part in it the first year because it just seemed like a good thing to do. And, you know, I wanted to be supportive of this event that the station was getting involved with. So I walked it. And then a month later, I found out that I had cancer. So I definitely can appreciate the care that they give at the South Coast Health Cancer Care Center. And so the next year, I wanted to walk with that in mind. And because they saved my life. I'm going to keep doing it. And so now this year, I'm hoping I can, you know, improve on my time. I'm probably about 80 pounds less than I was the first time I walked it, maybe 70. Took me over an hour the first time, a little over an hour. It was like 101. And then I got that down into the 40s last year. So I'm hoping I can improve on that, which, you know, for somebody who doesn't run and who walks, I was pretty proud of that. So anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. We're going to go into the newsroom with Mike in just a moment. And then when we come back on the other side, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. But right now, let's turn it over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
The Trump announcement on autism, record high closing on Wall Street, and Jimmy Kimmel returns tonight.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump says taking Tylenol during pregnancy can lead to an increase in autism. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Trump says he encourages women not to take the medicine while carrying a child, but if you have to, do so sparingly.
So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
The president said it's also wise to space out vaccines instead of getting a lot administered at once. Trump spoke alongside Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the administrator for the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Kennedy Jr. established a task force earlier this year in an effort to find the cause of autism. Wall Street closed at record highs yesterday to start the week.
All three major averages hit all-time highs as stocks turned positive in early trading. A surge in tech shares, including Apple, Oracle, and Nvidia, helped to boost sentiment as the threat of a government shutdown still looms over the market. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 66 points to 46,381. The S&P 500 added 29 points to 66,93. And the NASDAQ rising 157 points to 22,788. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran.
Spirit Airlines plans to furlough one-third of its flight attendants in a cost-cutting move. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited a message sent by COO John Benderaitis to employees yesterday. The executive told employees the airline needs to shift its focus to a complete right-sizing. The decision comes after Spirit revealed to employees last week that it plans to reduce flight capacity by 25% in November. It also follows Spirit filing bankruptcy for the second time in less than a year last month. More people say they're dissatisfied with the direction the country is moving compared to those who say they are satisfied. According to the latest Gallup poll, 29% of survey respondents say that they're satisfied with the way things are going in the U.S. at this time, while 67% say they're dissatisfied. 4% say they have no opinion. The highest satisfaction rating of Trump's second term was recorded back in May with 38%. Jimmy Kimmel is set to return to his late-night talk show tonight. He was suspended indefinitely last week by ABC following comments made related to the Charlie Kirk assassination. Kimmel has been off the air since Wednesday. Disney said it made the decision to pull Kimmel off the air to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. The company went on to say that they've spent the last several days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. A new gun club for Jews worried about surging anti-Semitism and their own personal safety is up and running nationally. It's called Locks and Loaded and offers firearms trainings as well as bagels with a schmear. Ira Friedman is a rep for the gun club and said that there are now 1,000 members and 15 chapters in 10 states. Including Massachusetts. The New York chapters, which opened earlier this summer, are in Nassau, Suffolk, and Westchester counties. Friedman says Locks and Loaded was born out of a necessity following reported bomb threats against multiple New York synagogues. The Jewish High Holy Days are happening this week. Utah Valley University laying the groundwork for a memorial on campus, remembering Charlie Kirk.
UVU leaders announced there will be a committee to oversee the creation of the memorial, and it will be co-chaired by the Board of Trustees chair and the leader of higher education in the state. Included in the conversation will be students, political leaders, and other key stakeholders. The university says it has already received an outpouring of support, ideas, and suggestions on the campus website. I'm Rob Dawson.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox taking on the Blue Jays tonight in Toronto at 7:07.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly cloudy today, 75. Scattered light rain showers tonight, 61. Clouds and showers likely again tomorrow, 71. Still cloudy and wet on Thursday, 69. 73 for Friday with scattered showers, and we're turning sunny for the weekend in the low 70s. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Barry has an article at the website and on the app where, if you remember a while back, he wrote an article about Elizabeth Warren, you know, drinking a beer while she was on the campaign trail trying to show, hey, I'm just like the rest of you. And it became kind of like one of those little funny viral moments where people are like, we're not really believing she's a beer drinker. She's trying to appear relatable, but it doesn't seem to fit her personality. But, you know, I mean, I've known plenty of people who have been beer drinkers that I was like, I never would have thought that you drank beer. I would have thought you were more like a, you know, high-end whiskey or a fancy wine kind of person. But, you know, beer appeals to all kinds of people. But anyway, the beer she was drinking has just been named America's new top beer, Michelob Ultra, which I think part of that has to do with people are looking for, you know, the low carb options, low calorie options. And the Ultra is, you know, the one that saves you on a lot of that stuff. I also think that's what they were drinking on Landman, which was a pretty popular show. So I'm sure that helped a little bit with the popularity of it. But I don't know. I mean, I can't remember the last time I've had one or if I've had one. But I think that there's, you know, everybody kind of has their preference, has their taste. And that's, you know, we just heard that the news is sponsored by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And they've got a wide variety of different beers there, including my new favorite, Masshole Light. You can't miss it. It's got a blue and white box with the logo is a seagull with a piece of pizza in its mouth. Nothing more Massachusetts than that. But I like it. It's just a good, cheap beer. But the interesting thing about these beer trends is you can kind of see where they go, you know, with the population. So obviously people are focused on being a little healthier. And so now you get the Michelob Ultra, but then you go to an area like here where beers are you know, I think they sell pretty well in this area. I bet you that doesn't even crack the top 10 of favorites of people around here. So just because it's become the national bestseller, I don't think that translates. I don't think you're going to start walking into a lot of bars and seeing it on tap. Especially because there's too many people that are all about IPAs here. I'm not a big fan of those. Anyway, 508-996-05. You can read Barry's article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weinberg.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm not good today.
You're not?
I need a lawyer, and I'm finally going to start. I'm just going to go do it because I'm not going to live that way no more now. The dumpsters are here again, 3:45 in the morning, Oof. Banging all those big metal dumpsters, and I'm losing sleep, and so is everybody else. And I don't know if Melville Towers is responsible. Can they tell them when not to come so early, or is it just the company itself that sends them over here? But I'm going to do something about it. I'm still smelling marijuana in the hallways. That is ruining my health. I'm fighting for my health, and it's killing me over here. So I'm finally just going to go to a lawyer. I'm not going to bother going down to the office anymore because whenever I go down there, this is what I get. Oh, I'm just about to go into a meeting. Could you come back later? So I go back later. They're not there. Go back the next day. They're not in. Try the next day. Oh, they're in another meeting. Listen, I thought that's what I have to go down two or three times for them to understand. I'm losing a lot of sleep. It's hard enough to fall asleep as it is with people playing music, going up and down the hallway, doing this and that. I'm sick and tired of it. I deserve to sleep. I'm up half the night as it is, just trying to sleep. And then all of a sudden they come here with the truck. Bing, bang, bing, bang. And then they go over to the other dumpster where the recyclables are, more clanging. And the people here, they don't want to complain because they're afraid they're going to be thrown out. I'm waiting for them to try that with me because they've met their match. When they take me to court, I'm not going empty-handed. I will have my list of everything that's going on over here, and they're going to be sorry they ever dragged me there. How does that sound, Mr. Weinberg?
But so you have mentioned to them what the problem is. Like, I know you said that they're dismissive. I know you said they're dismissive to you, but they've heard exactly what the problem is.
Yes, they have. But so, what I don't like is I got to come back. Why do I have to keep coming back? Why can't you see me while I'm there talking to you? Ask me what the problem is, and I'll tell you. No, can you come back later? Yeah. Well, I am sick of that. You know, there's a building out in the back here. It's a house, but it's really a bunch of lawyers are in there. And right. I wouldn't have to go far. I didn't think of it. I'm going to go right over there, maybe today. I've had it. I'm finished with it. Because you can only take so much. 11 years of this. 11 years of it. Well, and when I sue them, I'm going to make sure I get enough to buy my own place. Out in the woods, away from civilization.
If I can make a suggestion, but before you go and pluck down money for a lawyer, have you tried reaching out to your city council to see if they can help?
How long do you have to wait for an appointment for that? Board of Health has been here many times. They've already told me when I've called them up. They said, yeah, we've been after them over there quite a while, blah, blah, blah. And another thing, those dumpsters are too close. It's practically under my window. And in the summertime, when people are throwing food and rotten fish and all, the seagulls are coming over here from the harbor over here, and they're making a big mess. And while they're here trying to find something to eat, they're pooping on people's cars and they're pulling garbage out of the dumpster and knocking it onto the ground. The workers don't come in till maybe 8 or 8:30. That stuff's sitting there all morning. I leave the building. I try to take walks here and I got to smell that and climb over it. This is not, it's not what the word I want to use for, where's the cleanliness around here?
Sanitary?
They allow dogs and the dogs are peeing all over the hallway. They come with their shampoo and they get that done. And what? The very next day, the dogs are walking down the hall again. So on my walk from my door all the way down to where the elevators are, I have to smell that. I'm sick and tired of the whole damn thing. Sick and tired of it. They're not running this place right. Okay, and I don't know what's going on. The big boss is, she came in once in 3 weeks. I don't even know if she's coming back. I don't care what their story is. I'm worried about me, not them. Because they don't live here. They work here. They treat us like crap. The seniors that live here are afraid to even go down to the office. they get dirty looks and all. They get this big window, they get their light on, and as you're coming out of the elevator to walk over there, they have to look and see you. You already get a look of disdain from them. It's like they just don't want to be bothered. Or can you come back? Or I'll see what I can do. Blah, blah, blah. You never get a call back. You don't find out about it at all. I'm raging. I'm at the point where everything is happening all at one time, and sometimes it just gets to be too much. And yeah, I sometimes take it out on other people, which I know I shouldn't do that. But I just got my blood pressure down. I lost weight. My doctor's another one because I'll be getting rid of her. No compliment from her from working so hard to lose some weight. She just wanted to usher me out of the office. Come back in 7 months, she said. What do you mean 7 months? Because everything's okay. You don't need to. I said, I'm not waiting 7 months for another blood work. I want to see what my A1C's doing. I want to see if I'm keeping it where I'm happy. No, you'll come back. She's walking out the door down the hall while I'm still talking to her. I called up and I said, I want a new primary. She goes, you're going to wait 2 years for that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. Yeah. So now I'm stuck with her or I just don't go in anymore. I'm just not. I think I'm at the point where I'm not going in anymore. No, I just get to a point where I'm starting to feel so good. And the garbage truck's waking me up. I'm smelling marijuana. Last night, I don't know if you got the time for this, my Stella took bits in the middle of the night. I think she's chasing something, and I think there's a mouse in here. Not that we don't have mice, because, yeah, we know we have them. And thank God I have her, because she knows. If you would think that the mouse would smell around and know that there's a cat in here. Don't come in this side, because, you know, there's a cat here. No. She was chasing. It took her 3-4 hours before she settled down, and she didn't get it. And if she did, I don't know where she dumped it, because I don't see it here. I looked everywhere. My health is going downhill. I'm going to live in my car, my small little car. That's what I'm going to do.
So I just got some information. I don't think she would mind me, saying her name. But Councillor Carney just sent me a text message and said there is a noise ordinance and they should not be doing garbage pickup until after 7 a.m. So
twice a week, Mr. Weisberg, twice a week, clinging and clanging.
So, well, I mean, I would suggest you could try reaching out to Councillor Carney and see if she can help you and your ward counselor and see if he can help you.
I'll try to do that.
I would just do that before I would go down and talk to a lawyer because I don't want to see you spend money unnecessarily.
You know, and when I walk down the hall and I go somewhere and I can tell they're looking at me. They're mad. Listen, they never met anybody like me in their entire stinking life.
I would believe that.
People that live here are afraid. This is what we need. I've been saying it a long time. We need a person who's going to intervene for us. We need somebody, a representative that will talk to the people without having to give their name and their apartment number. Well, this is why this is going on and on and on, because they're afraid to go down there. And it's only me always showing up. And sometimes when I do go down and I complain about something, they say to me, well, Mary, you're the only one complaining. Why is that? What is wrong with people? I want them to try to throw me out. I'm waiting for it.
Well,
I want them to do it.
Hold on. Before it gets to that, we don't want to get that far. I'm going to send you a message with a number for Councillor Carney. She wants you to give her a call.
I'll do that.
All right. I'll send you that during the commercial break right now.
I'm sorry to put all this on you, but today...
That's what we're here for. We're here to help.
I woke up in a rage. You know, I woke up in a rage. I don't even know if I want to bother with that. I want to go straight to a lawyer. We get threatened of being taken to court by them. And never once does anybody yet take them to court. I'm ready. I am ready for that. I want them to try to throw me out. I'm waiting for that.
And Mary,
now I'm going to straighten them out.
I always want you to direct your rage at me, because then that means you're not going to direct it at other people until you calm down. So you can always take it out on me if you want. Can I give it to you, because it's been a little while?
Yes.
Let me just hit this one.
You can do that. I'm going to go make
Mary, why you bugging? Okay, I'm going to send you that message during the break.
All right, thank you.
Try to have a good day.
Now.
All right.
You too.
We will take this break. Callers, I will get to you, but let me just take this break right now. We'll be right back in a few moments. All right, phone lines are lit up. We're going to try and get to them all before the end of the hour. 508-996-0500. I do have room for one more, but let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Sassiola.
How you doing?
I tell you what. Mary, give me a call if you need help. Are you kidding me? Naomi Carney called up to give her a call. They don't want to help. The only reason she called up is because it's election time and she's in trouble. She's going to help. Where were they with me?
You
want to talk about case? You want to talk about what they do? Sure, everybody's afraid they're going to get thrown out. Even the lawyers don't want to take any chances against the people. Mary, you know what happened to me? You're going to fight and get a lawyer? I had a lawyer. I had John C. He stuck it up my keister. Should have been reported. But Mary, you need any? Just give me a call. I'll tell you, because this is ridiculous. I could throw it out of New Bedford because the city council didn't want to help me. You're real quiet, Tim.
No, I'm just not stepping on you. But I would say that, she's Councillor Carney's right. There's a noise ordinance, and if that means they can't pick up the trash until after 7, that seems like a pretty easy thing to be able to handle.
Try to it. Try it and see which way everybody's going to go. You don't find that kind of weird? Now all of a sudden the city councilors are calling to help people when it's election time? They're in trouble. They're in trouble. It's like that in every housing. They're having problems, but nobody wants to listen to us little people.
Well, I think if enough little people get together, it's a big voice.
But they don't. They're afraid, like Mary said.
Right, that's what you need. You need people to not be afraid, and sometimes to not be afraid, you need somebody to spearhead that discussion.
Are you kidding me? Even like all that housing people, you know, like the ones that, like Bruce Oliveira, Tim Walz, all them. They're not going to do anything to help the people. They're there to take care of the people. They take care of Steve Beauregard and all them people. Are you kidding me? They didn't see it on a wall. I felt bad for Mary.
No, I mean, yeah, I know that you've gone through it. I'm just going to hold you there so I can get in these other callers. But
but don't believe the city council wants to help them. She's in trouble herself, Naomi Khan. Can you imagine telling somebody that they're looking what Carol Pimentel was put on the agenda? No, we're looking for somebody younger. And what is she doing now? She's got Scott Lang suing the sheriff for age discrimination. After she's on record saying, we're looking for somebody younger.
All right, I'm just gonna hold you there so I can get these calls in.
I know
in.
That, but Mary, even the lawyers are going to work with the city. They're not going to work with you.
All right, you have a good day. Take it easy. All right, I'm just trying to keep everybody tight here so I can get in these calls before the end of the hour. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. Another absolutely fantastic show. Just as somebody who drives people to medical appointments every day and goes to all of these facilities, the high rises in New Bedford, the high rises in Fall River, everything that Mary and Gilly is saying is honest to God, truth and fact. It's sad. It's disgusting. Overdose deaths covered up. Everything kept quiet. Bugs running rampant. Mary's problem with the trash outside, that's somewhat of an easy fix. The rest of the problems are very serious. It's deep. And again, playing no politics, just going to the buildings. I was in a building in downtown New Bedford just this past week. And when I got there, the maintenance people were waiting for the clients I was dropping off. And they're not extremely professional maintenance people. And they talked loud, and they told the ladies coming up this week to be expecting an inspection because they had problems on other floors with bugs. And then to try to get these people bounced, it's almost an impossible story. Okay, because the system is so entrenched with nonsense, it's terrible. And then on the politics side of it, It's almost election time, so we'll be seeing the brown bags served to the people in the high rises because it's election time. Sad but true. These problems, I'm telling you, Tim, is the tip of the iceberg of what you just heard from your previous callers. And again, great show. I know it's time for your break. So have a great day, and thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And we will take some more calls if you want to call in on this. We did have another caller that was on hold. If you want to call back after the news, be happy to take your call. Again, we have a guest joining us at 8 o'clock to talk about the Podcoa 5K. But the next hour, I don't have anything planned. So if you want to talk more about this, we certainly can. 508-996-0500. We can also talk some more as we're discussing the city council and what they're doing. And as we're heading into an election, we can discuss that lawsuit that, so some people are going to try to characterize it as it's not a lawsuit. It's seeking a declaratory judgment, but that's still a lawsuit by definition. So the idea here is that, the council is trying to project some cohesion here. They're trying to say, look, we are together. We are working together on this. At the same time that you have an open meeting law violation that has, been determined by the Attorney General's office to be a violation and that they have to make good on. So I think there's a lot of questions around the council, but I do believe that if Councillor Carney is trying to help Mary, I do believe that she's trying to help Mary. I mean, she listens to the station. She hears Mary every day. She knows of Mary's struggles there because she talks